Zvabda Wedding. The cool thing about that is that it's this a cappella piece. It's not narrative. It's like a stream of consciousness.
I mean, that's a big risk for what used to be a very traditional opera company.
I guess it doesn't feel like one, though. A, because it's the coolest idea ever. And B, this isn't trying to get a traditional opera audience to come and experience something that they don't want to experience. This is about attracting a new audience.
Well, attracting an uber hip audience, let's say.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
This goes beyond. I mean, this is very far out.
Yeah. It's an a cappella opera. So first up, no orchestra. Second up, it's the night before one of the characters' weddings, and there's six women. And it's Serbian folk music coupled with extended vocal technique. So it has a very unique sound. It's virtuosic in its performance, and it's 50 minutes.
But is it opera?
It's totally opera.
Why?
Because it's sung through, it propels the drama through song, and it's classically trained musicians. And that's my definition of opera.
No, I would completely agree with you. And those are the boundaries you need to stay within in your own head.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the whole thing when you're trying to innovate and do new things and connect with people in new ways is you need to instigate progress, but you need to preserve the core at the same time. And there's that yin and yang. And so the spine for us is, does the music propel the story and does it require classically trained singers? That for us is the opera spine, and then we can play around and orbit that spine in many different ways, as Zvabda doesn't have an orchestra, for example.
You heard it in a rehearsal room originally.
Yeah. So what happened was it was produced by commissioned and produced by Queen of Puddings in Toronto, and I know the principals there for years. Toronto's my hometown, and so I was unable to make it to the performance, so I went to a rehearsal, and I just levitated out of the rehearsal hall. I just thought it was the most amazing thing. It was so virtuosic and so fresh, and I just didn't want it to end. I didn't understand a word that was being sung.
But that didn't happen to the production, right?
Then what happened was is our director of I sent Tracy, our then director of marketing, to go see the production, and she said, "Yeah, it was okay." And so we started talking about it. I was like, and it was in a proscenium theater. I'm like, well, there's no orchestra. Like, why are we singing over an orchestra pit? And then started thinking, well, maybe what we need to do is recreate that experience that I had. So that's when we contacted Nick Stuccio at Fringe Arts. And then I also started thinking, you know, it's 50 minutes. 50 minutes does not make an evening. But the musical language is so specific. I mean, the composer, she's Serbian-Canadian. So it has this... The Serbian folk sound is so specific that I couldn't think of a musical
companion
for that. So that's when we thought, well, hang on a second, they're getting married. Like, she's going to a wedding, so why don't we just do the end point? So that's when we contacted the West Philadelphia Orchestra. I don't know if you've heard the West. They are the bomb. They are this Balkan folk band. Everywhere they go, people leap to their feet and dance and have smiles and enjoy it. So the thought was, is, you know, as we're finishing the opera portion of the evening, the West Philadelphia Orchestra pipes up and there's, you know, the Balkan wedding food comes out and there's like this reception, the wedding party that everyone partakes, and it's part of the experience in the ticket.
And I'm presuming you are now shopping for a couple who will actually get married at these performances.
We aren't. There's only so many things I can control. We're not used to doing folk bands and beer and food as part of the performance. So there's only so many variables we're willing to put into the mix. So that's in November. And the other exciting thing about that project is it's in the new Fringe Arts building. So one of their goals was to, you know, have use of that building outside the festival. And so we'll be one of the first things in there. And it's a great partnership. And there again, the goal is to bring new people to opera that might not have thought about opera in this way.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.